Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, May 16th edition. Hope you all had a good Monday. Offense bonanza around baseball. So if you navigated those minefields, congrats. The Flaherty was your best pitcher on the slate. Morton was pretty solid as well. Lots of messes all over the place. So hope you did well there and survived and moved on to see another day. But we'll be here to break down a 12-game Tuesday, large Tuesday game slate. To get things going for you, you can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, my work at Written Content, Baseball HQ, Fantasy Pros, Gain of the Edge Fantasy, and podcast Bench with Bubba. Just recorded one before this with Mike Curlin, recapping the week in Fab, talking some processes and deeper dives on players. So check that out. Got Bubba in the Bloom, got Quick Hits, you got First Pitch Podcast, all the good stuff there. Let's get to your totals on this 12-game Tuesday slate starting at 7:07 p.m. Eastern time. You got Yankees, Blue Jays, 8.5. Mariners, Red Sox, 9.5. Rays, Mets, 8. Brewers, Cardinals, 8.5. Cubs, Astros, 7.5. Guardians, White Sox, 8. D-backs, A's, 9. Royals, Padres, 9. Phillies, Giants, 7.5. Twins, Dodgers, 7.5. Still waiting on a few more totals, obviously, as some games are going on at about the 6th or 7th inning, if not later in most games. So we're getting this thing popping tonight. Let's talk about pitching on this slate. You got Clayton Kershaw at $11,000 at home against the Minnesota Twins. Kershaw has just been outstanding outside of a hiccup two starts ago in San Diego. 30.8, 36.6, 25.1, 36. Four of his last five starts, over 25 points in those four starts, six or more innings, one earned run or less in those starts, and six or more Ks. He's been outstanding, absolutely awesome. He's only gotten 100 pitches once. He's been so efficient in doing so. He's usually in the 90 to 95 pitch range. So he's been great. And he gets a Minnesota Twins team that in the month of May is striking out 22% of the time versus lefties, hitting 224 with a 145 ISO. So if you want to pay up for Kershaw, zero problems with it, especially seeing the way the pitching landscape is going. Kershaw at $11,000 looks pretty, pretty nice. You got Kevin Gausman, who bounced back in a big way at Philadelphia's last time out, was beat up by Boston and then great against Seattle and New York. Gets the Yankees again tonight, where he last time he saw him, 7 shutout innings, 11 Ks. He has 9 or more Ks in three of his last four starts, the three good starts, at least 6 innings in each of those starts, and 0 runs in those starts. It's been a very, very good season for Gausman. He's had two hiccups on the entire season. Now you get the Yankees, a Yankees team that is heating up in a big way. Judge double-donged on Monday. He had a big weekend as well. Yankees offense is getting better for sure. If you want to play Gausman in tournaments to be different, I don't mind it. Just know it's going to be dicey. Going down a little cheaper here, you got Luis Castillo at Boston at $10,000. I don't hate that. I'm not in love with it either because Castillo, I talked about it last time against Texas. They gave it 3 runs in 5 innings, struck out 9, got you almost 18 points. He just hasn't shown the ceiling. He's like that often. Like Colorado, he had a 36-point game. His first two starts, he had 20s. Other than that, he's been like 15 to 18 points. At 10K, that's not going to cut it. And so that's just kind of kept me off of him. But I don't mind him if you want to. I'd prefer Kershaw or Gausman if going into the five-digit range. Going below, though, Christian Javier, $9,600 at home against the Chicago Cubs. Like this one a lot. 20 or more points in 4 of his last 5 starts. Coming off an absolute gem against Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. 5 or more Ks in 5 straight starts. 8 or more in 3 of his last 4 strikeouts are there. That's what we're looking for. And these big boy matchups, when you get this Cubs team with striking out nearly 25% of the time versus righties in May, hitting 252 with the 159 ISO. So Javier at $9,600. Big fan of that on this slate. Zach Wheeler at 92 versus the Giants in a tournament. I don't mind coming off a nice 25 points against Toronto. Got beat up against Boston. That's a trend. Great at Houston. Great against Colorado. So against the Giants, an offense that's playing much, much better of late. I mentioned that. They put up 6 spot already. They're through 6. Here is a Brogdon Falter combo mashup, so it wasn't crazy. It's no Zach Wheeler by any means, but you got that going for you. But the Giants, you know, striking out 22% of the time versus righties in the month of May. They're hitting 213 with a 166 ISO, so that's dropped off. Hitting lefties very, very well. But If you want to go with Wheeler at 92, no problem with that at all. I think that's an option for you as well. Going down below 9K now, Bailey Ober at 85, interesting in tournaments against the Dodgers. It's a Dodgers team that is heating up, though. That's what I will say. I said that about Pablo Lopez. I said don't play Pablo. Dodgers striking about 21% of the time versus righties in the month of May, hitting 248 with a 211 ISO. So be careful. Be careful in that one. But Ober could be a tournament look for you. Seth Lugo at $8,000. We're seeing Waka no hit through five. I don't know where it went from there. But at $8,000, I wish he was a little bit cheaper. But Lugo brings like a 15 to 20 point potential out of him here. He's going to give you five or six innings. That's about what he's going to do. Hopefully gets you five or more Ks. He's kind of a poor man's Charlie Morton, where like you kind of know what you're going to get from Seth Lugo outside of the blow up. So you got that going for you. But it's a KC offense we're talking about is playing really well. 21% carry versus righties. He's hitting 270, 238 ISO, 126 WRC plus in May. They've struggled against Waka. Sure, it's baseball. They traveled first game on the road. Who knows? But it's something to keep in mind. If you want to run to Lugo, I don't mind it. Just don't go crazy type situation. Going below 8K now. I'm always a Jordan Montgomery fan. He's $7,400. He's been very hit and miss of late, which is a bummer. And he's facing a Brew Crew team that in the month of May versus lefties. Let's see how they're doing. This is okay. Jomo is on the board, folks. Milwaukee Brewers in the month of May versus left-handed pitching, a 31% strikeout rate, 216 average, 113 ISO, 66 WRC plus. Jordan Montgomery, $7,400. He got shelled against the Cubs his last time out. Prior to that, 17-3, 22-8, 21-3. Got shelled against Arizona. He faced Milwaukee, second game of the year. Seven shutout, three hits, two walks, nine Ks for 34.8 points. That's outstanding if we get that. Not sure we're going to get that much, but Jomo at 74, he's got big boy upside in this matchup versus the Brew Crew. So Jordan Montgomery, 74, I'm digging it. Lance Lynn at 71, if you want to get frisky. I want to keep battling for Lance Lynn. I know the production has been horrific. His last start, previous two got 22 and 23 points. If you look at the peripherals with Lynn, the strikeouts are there. He just has like one hiccup each start. If he could ever avoid the hiccup, keep the strikeouts going. Big nights are coming. So he makes for a great tournament play. Don't play him in cash. Do not play Lance Lynn in cash. But he gets the Cleveland Guardians, a team with striking out 18.5% of the time versus righties hitting 217 with a 130 ISO. They're not hitting righties well at all. Not striking out a ton, so that's a bit disappointing. But, you know, Lance Lynn, he hasn't even faced him yet this year. But he's faced tough competition at Great American Small Park, Tampa Bay, both 20-point performances. At Toronto, struggled. Philadelphia, struggled. At Minnesota, big outing. Giants got him. Then at Houston, decent outing. He's been good, especially for $7,100. You're not breaking the bank. He makes the list. He makes the list on Tuesday. Going below 7K now, yeah, that list gets small quick. Like, I don't even want to go down here. I don't think you need to. So we're not going to go there. So your pitcher's on this slate. You got Kershaw at 11,000. I think he's awesome. Gossman at 10.7 is good tournament play off of Kershaw. I think Kershaw's a better play. Both just fine. If you don't want to pay that high, Christian Javier at 96 is outstanding. Zach Wheeler is in play at 92. I think I like some cheaper guys a little better, but don't mind Wheeler. I'd rather have Javier over Wheeler. I'll say that much. But now if you want to get cheaper, Jordan Montgomery at 74 I like a lot. Lance Lynn at 71 I like a lot. So pairing one of those guys with the big dogs, or both pair them together and get all the bats you want, I'm on board. If the Dodgers put out a weird lineup, maybe Bailey Ober. Philadelphia puts out a weird lineup, maybe Alex Cobb. But for the most part, it's Kershaw, Gossman, Javier, Wheeler, Jomo, Lynn. That's where I'm focusing my pitching on this 12-game slate.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat, and that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Now let's talk about the bats on this 12-game slate. We'll start with the catcher's position here for you. Tons of offense on Monday. Wouldn't be shocked if we see a ton on Tuesday. You got Sean Murphy versus Dane Dunning at 5,000. That's fine. You got Tyler Stevenson and Coors at 48. He had a nice night. Those work as well. But I mentioned it on Monday. Will Smith has been in fuego at catcher. He went deep again. He's in play at 46 for Bailey Ober. Jonah Heim, he's a switch hitter, folks. He's $4,500 for Schuster. I like that quite a bit as well. Cal Raleigh double donged on Monday. There's a lot of that on Monday. A lot of offense, like I said. But Cal Raleigh is $4,200 for Pivetta. Seattle's definitely in play again versus Nick Pivetta. So keep your eye on them. Going down below 4K now. Danny Jansen versus Herman. Don't mind it. I think Shea Langeliers versus Henry's out. Now, Oakland's in play because Henry, I'm just not a fan of the lefty for Arizona. So Shea Langeliers at $3,300 is a decent value at catcher. And then if you go below 3K now, you got Francisco Alvarez. Yeah, you got the Beaks opener situation there. Still don't mind it. Perez of Oakland, he's $2,700. He'd be a guy to look at. If Tom Murphy gets to start for Seattle instead of Raleigh, he's $2,600. I'd rather have Kyle Raleigh for the ceiling, but Murphy's a good discount if he checks in. Sam Huff, if he plays for Texas, he's $2,400. He'd be another discount for you on this slate. First base position for you, you got Goldie at 59 is fine, but Big Meat Pete at 53 is good. Love Matt Olson versus Dane Dunning at $5,200. We'll go that direction for sure. Rizzo, if you're fading Gausman, is a good tournament play. Rizzo had another like decent night on Mondays, was swinging it well. I'm not like in love with fading Gausman. I don't think you have to get that cute on a 12-game slate, but if you want to, you can definitely go there with Rizzo. Going down to the 4K and below range, Christian Walker's $4,100 versus Mueller. I like that quite a bit. That's one I can definitely check into for a cheaper play. Ty France versus Pivetta, again, Seattle will be one of my favorite stacks on this slate. Going down below 4K, as I mentioned, you got Spencer Steer and Coors, only $3,500 versus Anderson. I'll get there for sure. If you are fading Lance Lynn, Josh Naylor at 33 is outstanding. He had a monster weekend. Three home runs, stolen base, just crushing everything. So Naylor at 33, if you're fading Lance Lynn, totally okay with that. I think Lynn's going to be good, but I've been optimistic on Lynn because I'm a believer in looking at the total package. It just hasn't arrived yet. Going below 3K, though, you got like Nick Prado at 27. If you want a discount, Alex Kirilloff, probably not tonight against Blitz Kershaw. Take a pass on that one. There's a ton of value on Monday, not so much at first base on Tuesday. Second base position for you, though, you got Simeon at 58 versus Schuster, like that. You got Jonathan India and Coors at 55 is outstanding as well. You got Gleyber Torres if you're fading Gausman. That's okay. But Ozzie Albies at 46, the entire Braves team scored 12 runs, so Albies had a good night as well. But Albies at 46 is just fine. Christopher Morel, if you're fading Javier, Morel's been facing good pitchers, a couple of strikeouts, then hits a bomb. So he's against Framber Valdez, broke the quality start streak. Thank you, Christopher. He's $4,400. Andres Jimenez has been struggling, but he's 41 versus Len. If you need to go there, cheaper plays though. You got Miguel Vargas versus Ober at 32. I can see that. San Diego is a good stack versus Brady Singer as well. So like Ha-Seong Kim at 32 could be an option as a cheapie for you. Going down below 3K now. You got Harold Castro on Coors. He had a nice night. He's $2,700 versus Williamson. That's a nice piece of Coors value on this slate. Even cheaper potentially if they are on. They keep rotating positions on me because they've been playing different positions. But that might be it at second base on DK unless they're free. Yep, that's it. All right, third base position for you here. You got Rafael Devers at 58. Yeah. Machado, monitor him. He left the game after getting hit by a pitch on the hand. He's day-to-day. He might be out on Tuesday. Otherwise, he's 54 versus Singer. Muncy went deep. He's 53 versus Ober. Got J-Ram at 52 versus Lynn. So some good payout spots. Riley went deep. He's 51 versus Dunning. Riley's probably the dude I'd want in this range, but they're all pretty solid, of course. Cheaper, Josh Young versus the lefty Schuster at 47. I like that. Nick Senzel and Coors is 46 is outstanding. Big play there. Yoan Moncada versus Shane Bieber at 44. White Sox would be a nice contrarian stack. Like, we're talking about guys getting cute. I'd rather get cute with, like, the White Sox versus Shane Bieber than some other ones. So Moncada at 44, keep him in mind. Going down to the 3K range, below 4 now. You got Beatty's not lefty-lefty. He won't play. Casey Schmidt of the Giants is up to $3,200. He's third base shortstop. He's a cheap option. Kyle Farmer is versus Kershaw, though. He's 29. Hanser Alberto's $2,800 versus Bieber. He'd be a cheapie. Jake Berger, if he's in the lineup, he's 27 versus Bieber. He's a boomer bust GPP play. So I like that a lot. In tournaments, you're just hoping for the long ball, and he's free. So I don't hate that at all at that price point with Mr. Jake Berger. Shortstop position for you here. You got Wander Franco at 59, but we'll go a little cheaper. Like Bo Bichette at 52 would be good. Timmy Anderson's at 48. He really hasn't got it going, but 48 for Timmy's not bad. It's funny, like, there's not a lot of great pitching, but there's not a lot of great matchups in general. Like Anthony Volpe at 42, he's been playing well, but do you want to go there? Like the bats, I'd love to target price wise. They're in tough matchups. Orlando Arcia went deep on Tuesday. He's 36 versus Dunning, so he's not a bad cheapie. Ezekiel Turan, I like a lot. He loves hitting lefties. He's $3,300 for Schuster. Great spot, great discount for Ezekiel Turan. Then you got Haesung Kim at 32 for your Padres cheapie. Paul DeJong, Miley in his career has had reverse splits. If you want to go Paul DeJong though at 28, he's come back getting really well off the IL. So I wouldn't frown upon that. Let's put it that way. So that's not a bad spot. And then I want to see where they're going to price Mr. McClain. He is 2K, batting second for the Reds in Coors Field. He's still 2K on Tuesday. So McClain of the Reds, Matty McClain, good spot there. Outfield position for you, got Ronald Acuna at 63. He went deep again because he's the man, and I just keep playing him anytime I can. He's like without lock button, LaDainian Tomlinson type stuff. It's crazy. So I like him a lot. I got Tatis at 62. I mentioned Judge is going off. But Acuna is my dude above 6K that I have to have if I'm paying that high. You don't have to, obviously. Don't mind Mookie Betts at 59, but Soto at 57 I like a lot because I think Singer's just bad, god-awful bad. So San Diego's very, very much alive for us. You got J-Rod at 56 versus Pavetta. Don't hate that. But Adelis Garcia at 54 versus Schuster is awesome. That's a really good spot. Going down to the low 5Ks into the 4s now. Man, if you want to fade, I don't want to fade Verlander, though, but Josh Lowe's 4,900. It's enticing. I'd rather play Jared Kelnick at 47 versus Pavetta. I'd rather do that in a heartbeat. So I like that. I got James Outman at 46 versus Ober. Give me Pavetta out of those two, but both in play. I got Christopher Morel at 44. Brent Rooker's been quieting down, but he gets the lefty Henry, so Rooker at 43 is back on the map. But at the same time, I'd rather play Lou Bob at 42 versus Shane Bieber. That's way too cheap for Lou Bob, especially the way he's playing all season and, like, in the month of May, he's just unconscious. So Lou Bob at 42, I like a lot. Still don't mind Rooker, but that's a great play. Got Jake Fraley and Coors at 42 is outstanding. That's a really, really good spot as well. Going down to the 4K and below range now. Got Jaron Duran. He's cheap. But Lourdes Gurriel, I like a lot. He went deep on Monday. He's $3,900 for his Mueller. So that's a great spot for Lourdes Gurriel. Going down to the mid 3Ks now. It's a little murky all of a sudden. We got a gap in the matrix. Not a lot. Esteri Ruiz against Henry at 34 is good. That's really, really good. Conforto's 3 home runs last week. Oppo Taco off a lefty. It's Zach Wheeler. So pick your poison in a tournament. Conforto at 34 is not bad. I'd rather have Ruiz at 34 personally, but both could be viable options on this slate. Going down to 3K and below, you got Henry Ramos of Cincinnati at $3,100 for Anderson. That's a great play. Ramos stole a bag on Monday. He's a great value playing in Coors Field for the Reds. So I don't hate that. Robbie Grossman is $2,900 for Schuster. That could be a discount. Doyle, I mentioned him yesterday. I mentioned him again. He's $2,800 in Coors. He double-donged on Monday. He has a combo meal. He's having a big game. It's 3 homers like his last 3 games. So Doyle at 29 in Coors is definitely worth a look. Other than that, Harold Castro is 27 in Coors. Talked about him already. Fletcher of Arizona is $2,500. If he's in the lineup, that's not bad. Still too cheap for the production you're getting from Fletch, so you can keep an eye on him. Other than that, check your lineups and see what pops up. Recapping your pitching, it's pretty simple for me for now. Kershaw at 11,000, Gossman at 10,700. Prefer Kershaw. Gossman's your tournament pivot. If you want to save some money, you play Christian Javier at 96. Don't mind Wheeler at 92. Prefer Javier. If you want to say screw it, Jomo at 74 might be my favorite price play on the slate. And then Lance Lynn at 71, I can't quit him at all. Stacks. That's what we're doing on this show. Seattle versus Pivetta. Big fan there. Big fan of Seattle versus Pivetta. Atlanta versus Dunning is great. But I also like Texas versus Schuster. That is a game stack, folks. Big game stack there. Texas will come in much lower owned than Atlanta, so keep them in mind. I think Chicago White Sox as a low-owned tournament play versus Bieber is awesome, so I'll be on board with that. Coors Field's 100% play, especially Cincinnati versus Colorado, but both sides are definitely in play there. I like Oakland and Arizona game stack here. Henry versus Mueller? Henry versus Mueller. That's a great game stack there. San Diego versus Singer is awesome. So, yeah, it's a big 12-game night. There's tons of offense. I can't wait to see what the lineups look like, and then I'll build the good old cheat sheet there for you as usual. Hi, Nick Pollock. Thanks for joining me again. You need to get some sleep. Well, no, you have to your roundups. Sorry about that. But that'll do it, folks. 12 games in the books, previewed for you. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter, at BDintric. Check out all the work I tweet out there. Share it. Love it. Do what you wish. But I hope you guys have a great Tuesday. I'll be back with you guys another episode on Wednesday. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, May 16th edition. Out.
Start battery month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select SuperStart batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose SuperStart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.